From the CBN Chicago Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. We are staying on top of the latest developments from this weekend's tragedy in Portage Park. An 8-year-old girl was shot and killed there. Police say the little girl was with her father Saturday night when a gunman came across the street, shot the 8-year-old girl in the head. Witnesses tell us the father then attacked the suspect, who was eventually shot in the face and is now in critical condition. And Chicago police are warning of 19 armed robberies in just the past 2 days. They all took place at various times on sidewalks in the Avondale, Logan Square, Humboldt Park, Hermosa, Wicker Park, and Austin neighborhoods. In each case, the armed robbers pull up in a stolen Kia or Hyundai, target people who are walking. They then demand property at gunpoint, and in more than one case, police say the robbers hurt their victims. Jury selection begins today in the trial of a Chicago police officer and his sister, both accused of breaching the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Carol and Agnieszka Cheswick both rejected plea offers. Federal prosecutors say the two can be seen on security footage from January 6 breaking into the Capitol and taking selfies. Carol was wearing a hoodie with the Chicago police logo at the time. He's been on unpaid status with the department since his arrest in June of 2021. Also today, Timothy Mapes, the former chief of staff for Mike Madigan, will head to trial on federal charges. Mapes is accused of lying to the grand jury that investigated the former Illinois House Speaker. If convicted, he could face 20 years in prison on an obstruction charge and 5 years on a perjury charge. Mapes served as Madigan's chief of staff until 2018. Your forecast today, lingering morning showers, breezy with some afternoon sun, and a high of 77. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.